From 1st of July, Noosa landowners who build secondary dwellings, or also known as granny flats, will no longer incur infrastructure charges. And that will save applicants on average around $7,000 per secondary dwelling. Where a developer proposes residential development with affordable rental premises, which is the new definition in the planning scheme, council will waive material change of use application fees for the affordable housing component that's part of that development proposal. So, for example, a 20-unit proposal, four of the units are designed to be affordable rentals, they will only have to pay the application fee for 16 units of that proposal. So a significant reduction in fees. Developers are also eligible for a 50% reimbursement of pre-lodgement administration fees. There's also waiving a fee for non-for-profit and community housing providers together with charitable trusts, and they are eligible for full deferment of infrastructure charges on the basis that the property is used for social and affordable housing in the long term. The new financial incentives ratified by Council in May are among 45 actions, and they really contribute towards Council's housing strategy and the response Council's taking in relation to the housing crisis.